Blog Talk Radio.
Indigenous people, conscious people, singing and drumming,
because we have a battle going on in North Dakota that needs all of our energy, all of our love, all of our spiritual intention going to North Dakota. This is Viata, and you are now in touch with the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. If you're tuning in online, you can call in if you'd like to comment or join our conversation tonight. The number is 215-383-5863. And I'm here tonight with my sister, Mom AZ, who's in Arizona. I'm in Florida, but we are in unified minds and spirits. So welcome, Mom AZ. How are you tonight? Maybe I should get my drum down.
Get it down, sister, because you have opened up this magnificent gateway, my sister. Oh, my God. Sister, this is better than you know what, and I'll be nice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know that the special ones, the ones from the other side, the ascended masters and all of my relations who decided to cross over, starting with my dad, Robert Paris, Bob Paris. I mean, I want to give a shout out. Sister, I want to give a shout out to all of my relatives, all of my relations, those ones that came through my mom's gate, those ones that did not come through my mom's gate by way of my dad, Bob Paris Sr., because I know now, Uali, that song was just like the icing on the cake. Today is the foundational day, okay? You do not add the 11th month and the year, and you have this day, which is a 2, that's the gateway. However, this whole day, the whole digits add up to a 4 foundation. And I want to just give a shout out to, first of all, this little sister who's a bad mama jamma. I'm going to give her a doggone shout out before I even give a shout out to anybody. And that's Sika. That little sister, man, she ain't no freaking joke. She's a bad mama jamma, a bad motor scooter. Part of her personality has enabled some additional onion layers to be lifted from my third eye. That little child gave me a shot of B12 in this little video. She ain't no joke, y'all. I don't care what she, how she presents herself when she says what she has to say. She does the down to the bone. What the you know what is up. And she says things that I can't say right now because I'm not in a position. And I do get reprimanded, you know, from certain ones about how I say things. So you know what, Sika? Baby, you my daughter. I didn't have you through my gate. I'll be dang. I'm giving your mom a holy moly shout out. I am giving my mom a holy moly shout out, and my dad, and your dad, child, because you came here with gifts, and I'm so blessed to know you, Seeker, because you did not allow your upbringing to squash you to the point that you are not able to master your mission. And I'm with you, baby. And I want to give a shout out to my dear friend who's on the other side, who made his transition when I was at Mothers for the Earth. And that is Brother Mikey Bellamy, who decided that when he came to the planet, he was a she. And he wrote to the Universal House of Justice to get authorization to switch his gender. This little brother and Seeker gave me the nourishment, the balls, the umpah, the B12, to be who I am, no matter what. And I'm learning, babies. I'm learning. Brother Mikey, thank you for enticing me to be here. Come from North Carolina to from east back from the east back to Arizona to be here to give you a shout out where you made your transition. Thank you for the knowledges that you presented to me to keep on trekking. Thank you, Seeker, for coming into my life by way of Flower Omega, because Flower Omega sent the connection through the ethers, and then it got to my phone, and I knew, Seeker, that this was who my dad had been telling me about all along. You see, Sister Viata, it's a whole lot going on. And today, that door, and just you, period, Sister Viata, having the guts to do what you do or the balls, you see, and that song and Seeker's video, and many people, I've sent that child's video to a whole bunch of people, and it doesn't matter to me what they think of me. I don't care anymore because I know what I got to do. However I can do it, I know what I got to do. B, like I said to you earlier, Sister Viata, the three B's. B's have been hanging around me like you would not believe. They've been all on my body, everywhere. I've been talking to them, and what really got my attention when Lil Seeker's video got to a certain point, and these Caucasian women came up, and Seeker was expressing her soul, and do you know, B landed on my phone and would not leave my phone intently listening to Seeker. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you, sister. I saw this with my own eyeballs. That bee was listening to everything that Seeker had to say. So I went in, animal, you know, to look up bee. And it was really interesting what B had to say. First, it was a B. B apparently is my totem. B represents fertility and the honey of life. And what my dad told me, communicated to me through those Bs, I had an episode right down here in the third paragraph of B. It says, and it's interesting that B is on page 337, which, again, represents foundation, a four. Okay, this paragraph says, all bees are essentially honeybees. They gather and pollinate. Bees are often considered the busiest and most useful of insects. Okay, so when they gather the pollen, they take it to other places. And that, and when Sika said to me, let's resurrect Camp Arizona, I said, what? This child didn't know me. She had just met me. And I said, are you serious? She took my dad's picture, my brother Bobby's drum, and two other drums, home with her to Fort Huachuca. Used to be our stomping ground, including my brother, who used to play this drum there at Fort Huachuca, which is across the hill from this child. This is no joke. And then it went on to say, my dad says, what you have gathered, the pollen that you've gathered, you share it with Sika. And then it said, go on, not only B, but turn the page. The next totem, my next totem is beetle, right after B. Beetle, sister, represents resurrection. And in 2013, my dad was hanging out with me in North Carolina. And I have it on film. The same year that Brother Stilks, Brother Kwame, myself, and yours truly, Flower Omega, did that podcast, sister, that I sent you. I was told to resurrect the teaching teepee. The next totem, wouldn't you know, is butterfly. My dad made his transition while I was there at Pettigrew State Park in North Carolina, and the butterfly man had just left, and I just took his space. He was there for 6 weeks, and he left, and my dad waited. Bob Parrish waited. Transfer. The park ranger came and got me August the 26th in 1995. I had just moved to that butterfly camp. And then that's when my dad started hanging out with me and giving me these messages. And wouldn't you know, Sika's totem, one of her totems, is butterfly. And the night that I met her, my dad told me about her before I met her. That's why he had Omega to send me information about her that she did. And then that night that she spent the night, my dad talked to me the whole night and said, you share the pollen with this child. And when she sent me a video, Sister Viata, I saw a clip of a teepee in this trailer. And then she told me about some mountain. There were pictures or drawings of Indian people Do you know that Fort Huachuca is one of the homes of the Buffalo Soldier? The Buffalo Soldier is connected with Brother Kwame, myself, and another sister in Georgia, Sister Deborah Jackson, and also Peggy over there at that battlefield. I am serious, sister. And I'm just now being able to put certain things together. And I have to give another shout out to Brother Stilks. That little brother also jarred some awakening that had been asleep within my DNA. And then Omega had to come along and clarify it where it would be crystal clear. But my sister, the three B's, the bee, the beetle, and the butterfly, long and large about this major shift. So I don't know who's on the line that can add, because it is so much. It is so much that I could say and that I want to say. And I give thanks that you've allowed me to have this platform. I had to sit down and savor. I've been doing all of these years and let somebody else drive. And if I'm asked to be the co-pilot, if I'm physically able, I will do that. However, this is not easy for me to just sit back and let somebody else navigate. However, I give thanks, sister, for Seeker, and I give thanks for that flower. Oh, and my dad said, these two women are to bring the resurrection forth. How that will be done, I don't know. But I've just gotten some additional information. And just put that in your peace pipe, please smoke it. Because there's a major shift that's coming, and especially 11-11, which will be here shortly. Thank you, Sika, for giving this elder courage. Thank you, baby.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. You will be. Yeah, we're drumming tonight for all of you who are out there. You got your drum. It's a drumming night. It's a drumming night because the natives need our energy. They need our prayers in North Dakota big time because the military is at work and the drum is the only weapon we have right now. So thank you for that. You know, the bee, it's funny. You're talking about the bee. I saw a rope. I had an experience with a rope. So weird, and that's what we want to share with our listeners today, that we're having these relationships with insects that are pretty unusual and weird right now, and so we have to go to our Animal Speak book and read what's going on with the insects. What are they trying to tell us? If you don't know right away when you see these creatures, you think, oh, just step on them, and that's what the clerk at Office Depot was saying. Well, do you want me to step on them? I'm like, no, I'm just going to watch him run around my feet. I've never, ever seen a roach walking around my feet. Here I am checking out at the register. I had ordered some business cards, and I look down, and there's this little roach running around my feet. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, okay, if he's ringing me up, which took longer than usual, I'm watching this roach, and I'm like, okay, I don't want you stepping on my feet, but I'm going to watch you. And he kept going toward my feet and then backing up, and then all of a sudden he disappeared. I said, okay, that's different. And then I look down again, and there's the roach again. I'm like, okay, what's the message here? And then another customer came up behind me, and he's like, okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to step on it or not? I said, no, 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 we're not going to step on it. I'm just going to watch him do his thing. And so when I left there, I thought, Mama A.C. will love this story because it's like, why is a roach showing up at home, Office Depot at my feet, running around my feet? Like he's, and I usually don't even look down at my feet, but something said, look down at your feet. That's when you feel like the energy of the Most High and the Creator, the divine energy is really working with you. When you're all of a sudden looking down at your feet and seeing a roach down there. And it wasn't a big one. It wasn't a nasty-looking one. He was kind of a little medium-sized, friendly little roach. Of course, when Mama AZ and I got together, we're like, okay, what's the meaning of the roach? Because that was really weird. So we go to our Animal Speaks book, pull out the insect section, and I usually have it in my purse, but I didn't. So I want everybody to know what the roach was saying to me because Animal Speaks really gives us, and it doesn't say roach in my book. You have to go to cockroach, which is going to see. So the cockroach is all about adaptability. Be adaptable and sensitive to subtle changes. Adaptability is essential in all environments now. That was key for me to look at and take a second. Adaptability, essential in all environments now. Be flexible and adapt to outside pressures. So it's like for everyone listening, this is for you as well, because when one of us has an experience with insects and we share it with others, then we can all kind of own that experience because we are in unity, we are a collective unit, and that we can say, okay, this is a message for me too, adaptability, to remember the environment that we're all in and whether this is something that I need to be reminded of, because we cannot trust our government. We can't trust. There's so many things that we have depended on in the past that we can no longer trust. So we have to really be looking at the insects and nature to tell us what we need to know these days.
And you know something else, sister? What major characteristic of roach? It's like they live. Like they live. And you really can't get rid of a roach. A roach, I mean, you know, you may think that you've gotten rid of all of them. However, they persevere through eons and eons of lifetimes. As far as I know, it's always been a roach. They live. And that's what, to me, roach is saying. You can kill me, but I'm going to resurrect. You can do whatever you want to do, but I will resurrect. And listening at the time frame that you were there, I mean, it's like, you know, and you were getting your business card, like I said before, to me, that represents you dropping knowledges, not knowledge, knowledges from all fronts. No matter where you are, you will always have a way to bring the knowledges to the people, you see.
Yes.
And you downsizing, oh, my God, that's monumental, Sister
Well, we have someone with their hand up. Maybe they have a comment about the road. 706, oh, that's 202. Is that Kwame? You're on the air. Your mic is open.
Yes.
Good evening, Sister Beata, and good evening, Mama AZ.
Good evening.
You know, it's really powerful that you all picked the three bees, you know, the butterfly, the beetle, and the bee, because this is a time of each one of those are very symbolic of the time we're dealing with. And then for the roach to come and stand at your foot when you're getting your business cards, you know, is to let you know that millions of years are walking with you, because the roach has been on the planet. He's like one of the oldest insects that's still on the planet. You know, and the thing in which it does, it symbolizes something that as we walk on this earth, we're walking with those that have been here for millions of years. And we look at, you know, the eight legs, the four legs, the ones that crawl on their bellies. Those are our relatives, and those relatives are here to give us messages. You know, people look at, you know, one of the bees that you were talking about was the beetle. You know, the scarab beetle is very symbolic in Egyptian or Kemetic history of what it symbolizes, that the beetle will take a piece of dung and roll it towards the sun into a ball. And, you know, we talk about all the SHIT that we get into, but that beetle would take that same mess and roll it into a ball and climb into it and lay its eggs. And in time, it will harden in the sun and it will be heated by the sun as an incubator for those eggs. And the next thing you know, that in due time, those new eggs will hatch and they will climb and eat their way out of that dung. So when they're born, they already have a meal that is waiting for them when they come into the world. And so it's that type of transformation. The butterfly is a caterpillar. And he turns around and he spins, you know, his web and hangs there in the sun in his cocoon. And he transforms from the butterfly, from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And then he has that metamorphosis that he transformed from that furry little, hairy little creature that's crawling on all of those legs into that winged one that flies and pollinates the flowers and transforms, you know, keeping the flowers population populated the same as the bee. The hive of the bee is run by the female, the queen. She makes the royal honey, and all of the bees are made from her. And what happens is that she can recreate the male, but to make another female, she needs a male. And so it's the power of overstanding, you know, the insect world. Those are our relatives. And being able to have that, because we're right now in a great transformation with what's going on at Standing Rock, what's going on at and next Wednesday, we'll know who is the next commander-in-chief of the corporation in D.C. And so what we're now preparing for is what are we going to be doing spiritually to empower ourselves for this type of transformation, because each one of those has its transformation. You know, so these things that are giving birth in thought manifest into speech, and from speech we manifest it into the material world or to the actions for the material world. And it's a time really to really look at this, because I've got to get off I've got a 9 o'clock show I'm doing with these brothers Sekunim up in North Carolina. And we're talking about ancestors and rituals and what we need to be doing spiritually. And he's doing what we call a fireside chat. And I just sent the other picture of my fire. I'm sitting out here by the fire and under the stars, because and listening to the insects as they're still singing their songs and the little frogs that are singing, because they're talking. It's just that we have to feel and listen to that. Because the frequency in which we listen to these insects or we listen to these sounds in nature is the greatest help, because it keeps the centering of the melatonin in the inner ear tuned and releasing energy. not like what we have distorted, you know, with this creation of the CD and digital sound. That is distorted. That shuts down that inner ear and causes, we look at our youth and we look at the way that music has done with them, because they've changed the amplification. It's no longer like stereo, like we used to have the vinyl and the wax and the diamond tip needles, because the sound would come through crystal first and resonate through the wires and come out, and the two speakers would be left and right, and you would get a different tone, different sounds come out of each different speaker. Now you have one direct sound, which really doesn't resonate with the inner ear, because it needs, everything has its way of coming, just like a male's voice would come out of the left speaker, female voice would come out of the right speaker, bass would come out of the left, the treble would come out of the right, because that's the way we have, you know, our two ears are able to receive those different frequencies of sound simultaneously. And so what we're doing now is beginning to understand our alchemy, our own chemistry, and what our ancestors were leaving. And the drum is the most important part, and I'm glad you were saying to beat your drum, because the drum was created by our indigenous brothers, and they have all cultures basically have formed a drum because of the missing sound that you first hear inside of the womb is the mother's heartbeat. And so when you come onto this earthly plane, it is given to you again with the skin of the four-leggeds and the body of the standing tall, and you stretch it across there, and you take another piece of standing tall, and you begin to beat that drum, or you stretch it across and you string it, and you use your hands as we did in djembes and the African drum, or either you string it to where you string the skin on both ends of the log and you make the talking drum. So we knew how to make the heart sound presentable for us. And so it's with these messages that we're now having to reawaken ourselves to and begin to utilize these teachings and these tools in order for this next part of our transformation or metamorphosis, just as the caterpillar does, just as the beetle do. We got to roll up and roll, you know, we got to roll up into some stuff and get our way out of it again. You know, and it's doable, but we have to go within to find the quality of that which is the will of thy will be done and not someone else's.
I had to do that.
I hear you. I hear you.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. You know, as you were describing that, I couldn't help but think about how I grew up in Chicago and insects were my enemy. And all my urban living time, I learned to be afraid of insects, roaches, mice, whatever. It was an enemy, bees especially. You're frightened. So I want you to, just before you go, is to, if there's anyone on the line who has a fear of insects, how do we get over that fear? I mean, for me, it was the Most High put me in a tiny house out in the country with cows and horses and a lot of insects. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't live here. I can't live here, because my fear was still with me. Now, having been here since May, it's like the universe has just been helping me gradually let go of that fear by bringing these insects into my presence and helping me see them differently. So maybe you can just say a word about what people need to do to come out of the fear, if there are any listening who still have a fear of insects.
And that's an excellent question, because a lot of times we've been given, you know, a child is born with no fear. Because if you notice
right.
that a child has no fear of anything, basically. It's taught. And the thing that happens with it is that we've been programmed or trained to think that this thing is attacking. You need to step on every roach in it. Roaches have been here for millions of years, like I was saying. And the rodent is there because what he's there is to eat up the excess. And when you start throwing garbage and having excess and leaving stuff around, it's going to smell and it's going to deteriorate and rot. And they're there to clean up the mess that we leave. And the thing that you have to look at, you know, they sell white rats they use for laboratory experiments, and people make pets out of them. But the essence of it is that is a hybrid of that animal. It's extracted all of the things out of it and made to be a lab rat for them, because it's most like themselves that they need to find out what experiments and medicines and things that they use that white rat for is most like themselves, and they need something most like themselves. Because the thing is that in the melanated mice or the rodent world, those ones have the melanin in their body just like we do, and it would work the same in those two different bodies. So that's why they have to create the hybrid. And the thing in which we're looking at it as getting used to it is that you can sit and watch, you know, roach, and you can see how they maneuver. And the thing that's really powerful is it says, you know, the way you get rid of roaches, you cut on the light, because they're what? Nocturnal. They're nocturnal beings. They come out and they run around in the dark, and they seek with their long little antennas and feel their way around and smell and do that. And some of them even fly and doing that. But it's in the watching and seeing what they do that you'll get a better bonding as to what, you know, we do. It's just like I used to, when I was young, I used to always have an ant farm. And, you know, you used to could buy a little plastic thing, and you put the dirt in it, and then you drop a few ants in it, and then you cover it up. And you'll see them make their tunnels, and they'll have the egg tunnel, and then the water portal place where they have water stored. Then they have food chambers, and then they have the chamber for the queen. You see the workmanship of those ants and how they work, and you have the same thing that the roach does when he makes his homes in the walls or in the areas or crevices that they get into, and they have colonies. And they have, you know, it's that when one finds food, he'll leave a trail where the other ones can go and find where he picked up his food from. And so you see that networking of connection to that roach. And mice are the same way, you know. They're very, you know, I could say they're friendly. In their own way, the only thing that happens is that we attack them, because a lot of times you find men that's been incarcerated in institutions that have mice that are infesting them. Men wind up taking the mice and start feeding and make pets out of them. You know, so the thing that it is that everything that's made on God's earth is made because on the day that he made it, at the end of that day, he said, "And this is good." Never saying that nothing that he created here on this planet was bad. He said everything that he created was good. And we have come and we've given labels of fear of things which is said to be bad. We learn fear. We're not born with fear. We're born in love. And fear is a man-made tool for control.
Yeah, and just think about Hollywood. How many pictures have we seen with a mouse and a woman standing up on a chair because she's so afraid of the mouse? And then all the other fears. I was watching a movie. I was telling Kwame this movie, The Physician, was a good movie. And they had a black plague breakout in the city, and the rats were running around in this scene. And they finally figured out that the rats were spreading this plague, so they had to end up killing all the rats and killing them. So So in that situation,
It wasn't the rat. It was the flea. There was the insects on the rat that the rat was carrying. He was because the rat didn't have. It was what he was carrying on his body because it was from, in them having. You know, they get rid of garbage. And so if you have poor sewage and poor things, you're going to create that. And so this is what it does. It's a balance. Nature creates a balance. And those things in which, you know, the buzzard and the vulture, they're both there to clean up the carcasses of things that are dead in order to keep it, you know, the balance. And so what we have is that everything has its opposite in us. You know, we've got germs and we've got good germs and we've got bad germs. We've got, you know, different things that we've eaten and our bodies have created. What was the thing you were talking about, sugar candidas? And talking about those, the parasites that are inside your body. Because if you could look at, up under a microscope, the things in which you have in you, you would be frightened as to what your body is. And, you know, I had a Kirby vacuum cleaner, and it was one of the good old powerful. And the way I bought the Kirby vacuum cleaner was the guy says, can I go up your bedroom? He says, can I show you something? And what he did was he went up there and he took your mat, your sheets and stuff off, and he took the mattress and he vacuumed it and poured it out onto a real white sheet, and you could see the bed mites that would come off the human from sweat and your perspiration grow and live inside of your mattress. That's why mattresses should only be used for at least 5 years, because that's what they will wind up growing and get big enough to become bed bugs.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense.
But
they come off. They come from your skin. Dead skin. That happens daily. That we shed skin. You know, this is why we get ashy. That's nothing but dead skin.
Right. So, you know, even the bacteria, there's really no bad and good bacteria, but bacteria and viruses and microbes get out of balance, because even candida has a function to get rid of mercury and heavy metals. But when it's out of balance, it makes the person feel bad and feel sick, and they have all the fever and all these symptoms. But that's just saying that you're out of balance and you need to do some things to correct that imbalance, like having more patriarchal or teas and herbs that bring you back into balance. So it's all good.
You know something, one of the most beautiful bird feathers, and people use them for decorations and all of that. And that's the peacock, the male peacock feathers. And in the peacock feathers, that iridescent and that colors that you see in those tail feathers that he spread and makes that big, beautiful fan, it comes from a poison of a fungus that they eat from trees and areas that creates that in their body. A poison turns into a coloring that grows the feathers of the peacock.
Now, Brother Kwame, I have a question. If you vacuumed every day, well, every other day, your mattress, would that cut down on the bed bugs growing?
It's not the bed bugs growing, it's the mites. It's like a mite. They're real tiny little insects. But comes from, unless you don't sleep on your bed, because every time you lay down on that bed, your body perspires and your skin is constantly remaking itself daily, hourly, secondly.
Right.
And so
right. Well, you know,
process.
A lot of dust is your skin floating around in the air. You know, when you say life. Gee whiz, where did it? It's your skin, people, detaching from shedding and floating.
And that's why, you know, when we used to, in the South, and I know visiting my grandmothers and great-grandmothers when I was young, every season you go down and they would do a house cleaning where they would take those mattresses and hang them in the sun in order to burn off, purify those mattresses because they had old cotton mattresses. They would take cotton and canvas and make mattresses. We didn't have what we have today of foam and steel coils, and they're really mattresses. Those type of mattresses are not good for the human. Well, the simple fact is that your body is electric and energy, and so what you've got is you've got a whole set of coils that are made of metal that are attracting energy. So if your bed is up against the wall and you've got electric current running through it, it's picking up that energy and it transmitted those coils pick up that energy. And if you don't have a good padding in between, this is why you see all these people not getting these pillow mattresses, because they're saying, oh, I can sleep better. No, that's to insulate you from those coils. That's nothing but an insulation between you and those coils, so you won't be distorted too much, so you can get a good energy flow into you when you're resting.
So then, Brother Kwame, if you're sleeping on a slab of wood that's propped up on those milk crates, and then you've got the wood there, and then you've got your padding, there's no springs or anything, would that kind of help? Or if
that's a lot better, because it's a lot better because it's all natural except for the milk crate. But the thing, if you notice that most tribal people, or even in the Orient, you see that they sleep on futons. They sleep on canvas, cotton, mat on wooden floors.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything between. That's good feng shui. They know that when their body lays down, and especially when you lay on your back, that's your whole antenna. Your spinal cord is because the energy running up and down your spine to your brain, and you're laying on that on your back. This is why people say, oh, my back hurt, or this and that, is because instead of that flow being flowing easily, it's getting distorted.
Kwame, now the next thing that I would like to say, Sika will drum, Sister Viata, but Brother Kwame, I know you have to go. Would you like to share the number where you're going to next, so maybe somebody else would like to chime in to that particular show? Because that's some good knowledge. Our knowledge is as well.
I'm on my phone. Let me see if I can go in here and find it. Hold on.
Yes, sir. Sister Viata, Tika said she'd be more than happy to drum.
Is that tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Is Sika on the line?
It should be a 443. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. I got a few callers here. I got 2443 numbers. Do you know which one?
I do not.
Sika, if you're on the line, hit 1 and we will open your mic so we can prepare to drum together. I see 2443. Okay, then she is. We're going to 443-7779, your mic is open. Welcome to Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women.
Peace, family. Peace.
Peace, sweetheart.
Hallelujah. I wanted to make an addition to you was asking about people being afraid of insects and like how to get over the fear. I'd like to add something to that, if it's okay.
Oh, please do, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I had a fear of spiders, and I got bit by a spider some years back, and I went to the hospital, and I found out that I am allergic to any spider, and even a household spider can kill me. My blood is allergic to spiders, but spiders always attract to me. So just last year, I found two tarantulas in my RV, which is my fault. I left a window open near a tree, and they crawled in. But they always find me. So what I decided to do was become one with the spider. I do spider meditations where I'm allowing spiders to crawl on me.
I did that, so it was
a really creepy feeling initially, but I did it for so long that, like, when I see a spider now, I just feel one with it opposed to wanting to run from it. And I do that with any insect that I'm afraid of. I do a meditation of me holding it or crawling on me. And I come into acceptance that way.
That's what I've been doing, baby, with the bees. And I'm so grateful that you shared that, because you can do that. And they will give you the opportunity to observe, you know, what they're doing. But when spiders come, they're like telling you, don't hold back with your knowledges. You are there to teach. You are there to weave a web and connect everybody, because that's what spider does. You know, they weave a web, and they're always teaching knowledges. So that's a good thing that you decided to become one with that spider, because intuitively they can give you a lot of information if you only open up your third eye, your vibrations, and you listen. They'll tell you what they need you to know and what you need to do.
My family book. No, I haven't got it yet, but I'm greeting speaker. But there's another part, too, that Eagle and I learned when I was learning in Sundance, is that when an insect bites you, or even when you make antidotes for snake bites, is that you have to put the toxins into you. The insect is putting medicine into you. There's something in you that has to be to where you're balanced and able to take that in order to see that something is not right in balance in the body. Because, I mean, I've been bitten by scorpions, I've been bitten by spiders, I've been bitten by recluses, and all different type of insects. And the thing that happens is, when you tell yourself with fear, when you have a fear of something, your body reacts, and your immune system looks at attacking whatever it is that you're fearing with the energy of your thoughts. Part of it is that if you're saying that the bite is putting medicine into you, then the part is your body is not going to react and look attack it. It's going to say accept it and saying it's something that's needed into the body.
Mm-hmm. See, brother, I didn't even, once it bit me, it kind of jumped off of me and left. I didn't even hold on to the thought of it. It was about 2 hours later when my neck and the arm that it bit me on and my neck was so swollen, I didn't even know. Somebody said it to me, like, you are really swollen. And then my lungs started closing up. And actually, when I went to the hospital, they said that they were looking for this spider. It got lost in Georgia, and they only had one antidote on site. But I didn't actually hold on to the thought, you know, that the spider, I didn't even know I was allergic to the venom. So once they tested my blood, is when I learned that I'm allergic even to household spiders. But I do understand what you're saying about the medicine, but it wasn't definitely from something that I projected, that I don't know, I just drew this poisonous spider, and I constantly do that. They're everywhere around me right now. So even the spiders in my house now, I've decided I don't make them leave. I have a black widow that lives in my kitchen, but it's just going to come back when I send it away anyway. So I've learned to become one with them.
Right, and that's a good part. And it was excellent what you said in doing the meditation and becoming one with it in that time. The number for that show will be 336-350. I think it's 5174. I believe that's what I got here.
You're almost giving my number out, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, no, this is a North Carolina number.
Okay, read it again, 336-350-51.
Right, 5174.
Okay.
Or if it's not, if that doesn't get you, then it's 5474, but I believe it's 5174.
Well, Mama AV's number is 5474.
Yes.
That's your number? Okay, this is not his number, then, because I know I got this wrote down in my Martin astrology. I'm trying to figure out where I wrote this number down at. Okay, here it is. Okay, I got it. It's 515-605-9354.
Okay, 605, what now?
605-9354, and the area code is 515.
Okay.
And you're going to be on the show for how long?
Well, it's what they're doing is they're having a fireside chat, and there's folks calling in, and everybody's supposed to be in whatever their modality is they're going to share information and what we need to be doing as far as ancestrally and ceremony-wise and different modalities of working with our spiritual work. And so they put it out to today. This brother called me this morning after I did a show yesterday. We were talking about Bobby Hemmett and, you know, the things in which he contributes. So
wait a minute.
Part that yes.
Is Bobby Hemmett, is he back on the scene? You know, he had a stroke. I was going to call you to ask you about that brother.
Bobby, this is why we were honoring him yesterday, because he's had the stroke and he hasn't come back. And the seriousness of his stroke, he has not been able to come back. And most people, we haven't been really able to find where he is, but we know he's still on the planet.
Oh,
the thing
man.
Of it is that he's not able to be, you know, public right now.
Hmm.
So this was the honoring that we were doing and speaking of the things that he had contributed since the 20-something years that he's been out there doing what he was doing. You know, the information that he was sharing, a lot
yes.
of it has helped a lot of people and understanding how to deal with, you know, he's a way shower and,
yes.
and staying and talking about things that were coming and how we have to prepare for it, the same thing that we're doing now on the show now, because we're
okay.
looking at how we're going to do with the spiritual warfare.
Okay, now, Brother Kwame, this is very interesting, and I give a shout-out to Bobby Hemmett. That Sagittarian ain't no joke. It's 515-605-9354.
That's correct.
Okay. I hope everybody got it. All right, then. Give thanks.
Okay,
just
we
got to be there.
Bless you, Brother Kwame, on your journey forward, and we'll be in touch.
All right, there. Everybody have
All
a
right,
good evening.
All right, thank
you. All right,
thank
ladies.
You.
Okay, ladies, I want to first of all give an update on what's going on in Standing Rock. And it just, and on one level makes me angry. On another level, it makes me grateful that I'm here and on this planet to witness this transformation, this healing, this war that's taking place. And we're here to do some warfare on our own with drums and with prayers, because they're getting serious up there. The military is shooting rubber bullets, damaging the bodies of the protectors. And people
what?
Are still standing. And so it's getting serious in terms of the damage that they're doing to bodies. You know, they call this a battle, but the only people with weapons are the military forces, and the people just have drums and prayer and sage and their voices and their singing. So it's up to us, I think, to just be so conscious of the need that they have for prayer, drumming, whatever our intuition, whatever our mind and spirit tells us to do, that we battle with them. And so any comments from either of you ladies before we start drumming?
Sister, I give thanks that you are keeping us abreast, because I've been posting certain things on there, and this is sad. It's sad. So we will do what we can do from our station, and just keep us abreast. Yes. And anything that you can post on this Facebook page, do so, Sister Viata. Sika, baby, you tear it up. You do your thing, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Okay, I have another sister here with me. So her name is Kefa, my audible text, so you'll hear the both of us. And this for you, Mama. Breaker.
Ma'am.
I didn't want to go too long. I didn't know how long to go, but I hope.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Thank you. Keep it going. Keep it going. We need to send them all over this country because there's fracking and pipelines going up in Texas, and our president is merely saying they're going to give it a few weeks, and we'll see if we can get back to the negotiating table, and we know that's a lot of BS, so we have to do it ourselves with our own energy and power. So thank you so much for that energy, B. Mama Z, any closing words?
I tell you, Fika, I had it over my third eye, child, and I had it over my hip. And you go with your bad self. This has been a marvelous foundational day. I give thanks. So I'll call you later. I'll charge my phone up. I'll call you later, baby. I love you, Sika. Just keep the strength. Keep the chicken safe. And keep eating your warm food. And give thanks to your tribe.
And
thank you, Sita,
for all those wonderful videos on Facebook. Keep up the work, honey. We need it. We need it. We love you, sister.
Yes.
I love you guys, too. And just to the sisters that's listening, like Mama just said, please keep up with your whole meals. What I mean by that is, anything that bears seeds is a womb, ovary. It's the ovary of the plant, and it's where the information is to feed your DNA and to bring you back into your goddess. So, I mean, squash, peppers, anything that has seeds are considered wombs. It's the ovary of the plant. So keep up with your womb healing, and I love you guys.
Okay, repeat that, Sika, one more time. The listing of the womb foods again?
Yes, ma'am. The womb foods are foods that have seed in it with meat or flesh around it. That's a womb. It's the ovary of the plant. So all of your fruits, your squashes, your zucchinis, your real bananas, not the yellow ones, but the other ones. Anything that your melons, they are wombs. They are the ovaries of the plant. So the trees are portals, and these portals take information from the sun, put it into their ovaries, and we are to eat it. We should eat the wombs daily. This whole thing that we're in, I say it all the time, this whole thing that we're in is one giant womb. And to unlock the information in your DNA, you need to eat the information that are in the womb.
And what I do is also when I go to the water store, everybody, I put things in I get my water in a glass jar, and I get crystals like shungite, things like that, and put them in the water and sit it outside for at least 2 days in the sun. And what I get through, when I get food from the store, I also put that out in the sun and let the sun soak and vibrate through it before I eat it. So just do those things with your fruit. And that's my word of wisdom.
That's
give thanks, sister. Thanks, Sika.
Thank you. And everybody, join me on Friday mornings if you're up that early. I know that's hard for Arizona, but I'm on the Female Solution every Friday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So that's early for you Westerners. But I do a health and wellness show on the Female Solution. I don't have the number, but if you go online, you'll find the Female Solution, Blog Talk Radio / Female Solution. So everybody have a
5 a.m., people. 5 a.m. So
1 o'clock. We're sharing lots of health knowledge and for wellness. But thank you, Sika, for your knowledge, your wisdom, and your love. Everybody have a good week.